Dear friends, this year should be a special schus for Avimar and Imarasi Sheyichyu, and for Lili Nishmas Daniela Shena Bas Yoshua Falik, and for the entire world, Sheni Vasha Bitshuas Olamim. The Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva L'Chazayin, writes, the Yom Kippur is Zman Tshuva L'Kol, the Yachidu L'Rabim V'Ketz Mechila V'Slicha L'Yisrael. It's this time for Tshuva for all, for the individuals, for the community, and it's the end time of Mechila and Slicha for the Jewish people. V'Fik Chayev Makolas is Tshuva L'Svados V'Yom Kippurim. Therefore, everybody is Chayev to do Tshuva and to be Misvada in Yom Kippur and to confess their avers in Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Vidu Yom Kippurim Sheyaschil me'erev hayom kodem sheyochal shem yichonik b'seuda kodem sheyisvade. The mitzvah of Yom Kippur is that you should start me'erev hayom. You should start before Yom Kippur starts. Already then you should say vidui before you eat. Shem yichonik b'seuda, lest chas v'shalom a person choke during his meal. Kodem sheyisvade v'af pishesvade, so you might choke before the vidui. So therefore, do vidui before the meal. So, even though a person is a misvade, before he eats, he's misvade again on Leil Yom Kippur, at night, again Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila. When is he misvade? Yachid after his tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur in the middle of the fourth bracha. And Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, Shavidu Shinogu Wokol Yisrael Avalanachnu Chatanu Hu Iker Havidu. So what's the vidui of that the Jewish people are knowing? Avalanachnu Chatanu. That's the Iker vidui in the Lechem Mishnah Halacha Ches. He says the Mokar of the Rambam is Yuma Pei Zayin and Pei Zem Rav Amdudi Bekapa Kamina Kamei De Shmuel Bepe Yosef Kimat Shluch De Tzibur Vam Rav Alanachnu Chatanu Kam Meik Amar Mishmam Ner Iker Vidu Hayu. So he brings the Mokar from the Gemara in Yuma Pei Zayin and Pei that you see that when the Shlich Tzibur gets to Vavala Nachnu Chatanu, he would get up because that's it. That's the Iker Vidui, Ayin Sham the Lechem Mishnah, Ayin Sham the Gemara. So we have a marker in the Gemara that the Iker Vidui is Aval Anachnu Chatanu. However, we have to understand the Rambam. The Rambam writes himself in Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Ketzed Misvadim, how do you do Vidui? Omer Ana Hashem Chatosi, Avisi Poshati, Lufanecha, Vasisi Kach, Vakach, Vaini Chamti, Yaboshti, Vimasai, Ulola Meni Choyzer, Ladover, Zevazil, Iker Shel Vidui. So the person has to say that I sinned, I did this and this, I'm embarrassed, I regret it, what I did, and I'm never going to return and do this again. That's Iker Shel Vidui. So in Perak Aleph, he adds the whole Ana Hashem, Chatosi, Avisi, Poshati, Lefanecha, the whole Ganze Vidui. It's not like the Vidui, the abridged version that he talks about in second parak here. It's a much longer Vidui. In Perak Aleph, this Charata, this regret for the past, Kabbalah la Osid, and then Perak Beis, the Rambam omits this, and it's enough that he says, Aval Anachnu Chatanu. So what's the pshat? How do we understand the two different vidui? Say for a mitzvah, mitzvah ein gimel, brings amiras ana Hashem b'mitzvah's vidui, but he's machzir, he omits charota ala ovar b'kabola ala osit. So there is an amiras ana Hashem, like the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, but he omits the charota ala ovar b'kabola ala osit. So to the vidui of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, and the vidui of and the korbanos, lo hizkir charota b'kabola, he didn't mention Charot and Kabbalah, neither in the Vidui on the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, and the Vidui on the Karbanos and Lechem Mishnah Perek Bev, he adds Avinu Pashanu to the Lashon of the Rambam. But Me Amiras Ana Hashem O Me Charot Ve Kabbalah Lo Hizkir Me'uma, that he doesn't mention that there's Ana Hashem, there's Avinu Pashanu, but not he doesn't mention the Charot and the Kabbalah. But again, in Halach and in Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, we have Charot and Kabbalah also. We have regret, we have Kabbalah ala Asid. And that's all missing in the second Perak. Beis Ches, we don't have the Charotah, we don't have the Kabbalah. The Lechem Mishnah adds the Ana Hashem, but he doesn't mention the Charot and the Kabbalah. That goes to Rav Avin and the Rambam, he discusses this. So says Harav Hagon Rav Shlomo Varman, Zichrono Livracha, as follows. That the Rambam says that a person has to do tshuva misvad Yom Kippur because it's ketz mechila v'slicha liYisrael, the chor, the explanation is that even though the chiyuv to do tshuva is b'chol hashana, and there's no additional chiyuv of tshuva on Yom Kippur, nevertheless, roi lasus tshuva, it's fitting to do tshuva on Yom Kippur because it's a ketz mechila v'slicha liYisrael. Ve'etza tova kamash malan. The Rambam's giving us a gita etza. It's a mitzvah d'orais to give a good etza. So the Rambam's giving us a good etza to do tshuva, shelo yavri Yom Kippur b'li tshuva v'imlo yachshav v'imasai. So according to this, we have to understand. Why does the Rambam write Chayavim Lasus Tshuva B'Yom HaKippurim Shepirusha Shebiyom Kippur? There's a Chiyuv Miyuchad Lasus Tshuva, that the Mashmos of the Rambam is that it's not merely an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan. The Rambam says Chayavim Lasus Tshuva, there's a special Chiyuv Tshuva on Yom Kippur. So if there's no special Chiyuv and it's just an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan, then the Rambam wouldn't have written a Lashon of Chayavim. So it's not only that you're going to miss the train and it'll be too bad, but it's mamish, you're missing out on a chiyuv. It's not just an Eitzah Tova. Ayin b'shari tshuva l'Rabbeinu Yonah, b'shari hei sif yud zayin, is that from the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Titaro we learn mitzvahs esei shel tshuva shenechapes drachena v'nachkoiro v'nashuva el Hashem b'yom kippur. So, ba'afal pishen ischayavno ze b'chol eis achiyuv noisav b'yom akipurim v'atayra sher b'yadenu hi hatshuva v'kach mufurish b'ritva b'rosh hashana. So, zokti Rabbeinu Yonah, that from the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, we learn taka there's a mitzvah essay of tshuva, that we should be mechapes drachenu, and we should return to Hashem when? On Yom Kippur. And even though we're always chayuv, there's an additional chiyuv on Yom Kippur. And so it's explicit in the Ritva Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Amud Beis, in the Chai Odom in Kal Kuf Mem Gimel, it says from the Pasuk Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Olav Lachzer B'tshuva Od Lifnei Yom HaKippurim, that even before Yom Kippur, you have to go into Yom Kippur being poor and being pure and doing tshuva. In the Heilige Shari Tshuva, in the Targum Yonasan, he says like the Shari Tshuva, and the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Titaru Vatun Kodam Hashem Todun Surchan Uschon V'Sidkun. So in front of Hashem you should become pure. This pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur, and you should be moda on your averus, and you should become purified. So you see, there's a halacha mechudeshes of an additional tshuva on Yom Kippur itself. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah, and they have the Chayadim that are already in Erev Yom Kippur to Tshuva, but it would appear clear that that's not Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam doesn't bring this Yafusa, this Nuchiyuv of Tshuva on Yom Kippur. And according to the Rambam, the Iker Tshuva Yom Kippur is because it's a Ketz Mechila B'Slicha Li Yisrael. So again, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you have a Yafusa from the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. And also in the Targum Yonasan you see that, but in the Rambam it seems there's no Yafusa. From there it just is a Chiyuv on Yom Kippur because it's Ketz Slicha Mechila V'Slicha LiYisrael. So says Rav Weirman Zichrono Livracha that Vidui on Yom Kippur is not a prat, it's not a detail of Mitzvah's Tshuva like Vidui is B'chol HaShana. But rather, it's a different gather. The Vidui on Yom Kippur is a different gather than it is all year round. And like by Korbanos that are coming to be Mechaper, even though a person already did Tshuva and already was Mitzvah and Eschayit, nevertheless, a person has to be Mitzvah B'Shas Kaparos or Shiavas Korbano. So the same thing about Vidui Yom Kippur, even though a person already did Tshuva and he was already Mitzvah and his Averis before Yom Kippur, nevertheless, Mutal Olav, it is incumbent upon him to be Mitzvah B'Shas Kaparasa, which is Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Yom Kapara d'chsiv ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem, and it's a new chiyuv of vidui b'sha'as ha-kapara. And so writes the Levush in Tavchav Zayin, that since Yom Kippur is Yom Slicha v'kapara, like it says, ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem, therefore every person, sarach kolodim l'svados al-chatov, person has a svad and his chait, because ki kein matzanu matzina b'chol ha-karbonas ha-baim l'chaper, that's what we find in all the karbonas that are coming to be l'chaper, she'em r'svad ha-shachot al-as. You see that the vidui in Yom Kippur is the same halacha vidui and karbonas, which is a halacha vidui b'sha'as kapara, which is a prat v'chelek b'ikar ha-mechaper. So we see in the Levush this idea that the pshat in the vidui and Yom Kippur is because it's shas kapara, so you have to do a vidui. And maybe that's kavanas haraman when he writes chavim svadus b'yom kippur mishib da b'kates mechila b'slicha liyisrael. The Yom Kippur is shas kapara. Yom Kippur is the time of kapara, so it's like karbanos. Karbanos, you're getting the kapara of the karbon, so memele, you also have to do vidui at that time. And that the Rama says, not only you have to do vidui, you have to do tshuva, because tshuva goes together with vidui. It's a tnai b'chepte shel vidui. And when a person doesn't do tshuva and he just does vidui, so it's tovel v'sheretz biyado. So if what we're saying is correct, then we understand the Rambam. Why? Because in the third parak of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam writes, Ketzad misvado amachotosi avisi poshati vasisi kach v'kach v'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha v'zu kaparasi. So how does a person do vidui? He says, chotosi avisi poshati, I did such and such, and I did tshuva in front of you, and this is my kapara. So you see that in the vidui shebishas ha-kapara, you don't have to say ana Hashem, and you don't have to do charat ala ovar, you don't have to do kabbalah ala asid. You just say chotosi avisi poshati ve'asisi kach v'kach v'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha v'zu kaparasi. No kabbalah ala ovar, charat ala ovar, no kabbalah ala asid, and all the vidui is a sipur dvarim be'alma shechata ve'asa tshuva. So it's just relating that you sinned and that you did tshuva. So that's the vidui of the karbanos. And now you're bringing your kapara. So we can say that since the geder of vidui and kippur is the geder of vidui karbanos, so it's the same thing. You don't have to say the whole nusach of vidui that the Rambam brings in Perak Aleph Mechos Tshuva. Perak Aleph Mechos Tshuva, the Rambam's talking about the regular vidui. But in Perak Beis Halacha Ches, the Rambam's talking about the vidui that... Shebishas ha-kapara. Then when you're getting kapara and Yom Kippur, so you have to say vidui. So that's going to be the same vidui as Yom Kippur. And the same vidui as vidui ala karbonos. And just like vidui karbonos is no charata and kabbalah or kabbalah ala asid. So to the same thing applies to the vidui of Yom Kippur. Same gather. So that's one pshat in the Rambam. Another pshat says Rav Arman, that it says in the first paragraph of Hilchos Tainis Halacha Aleph, those who want to look inside, it's always the best to Zayn in a Veinig, as Moiber Rabbi, the Tal Rebbe Shlita, always likes to say. It's better to look inside. So this is in the fourth volume of his She'iris Yosef. I love the She'iris Yosef. Love the She'iris Yosef. He has about seven volumes. Then he has another called Sefer Kol Avi Noam, and then he has a Sefer on Shabbos, a whole Sefer devoted to Shabbos, a whole Sefer devoted to Pesach, a whole Sefer devoted to Yom Noroim. So Baruch Hashem, Rav Arman left us with a nice crop of beautiful, beautiful sarm. I love them. Okay, so another pshat he says is b'divrei Rambam, because Rav Arman doesn't have long simonim particularly, and I'm saying it's shovel chol nefesh. People don't like a 40-page simonim. He doesn't have long quotes. He gets to his answer pretty quickly. Doesn't have too many kashas, just a few kashas. So it's very gevaldik, and as far as chedushim are very enjoyable. He's a big lamdan. So another teretz in the Rambam is that the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Tainis Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah zeh min haTorah lizok ul'riyah b'chatzrot z'akol tzara shetavu al hatzibur shenemar al hatzara tzara eschem v'ari oisim b'chatzrotis. The Rambam says a mitzvah zeh min haTorah to be zoeg and to cry out with trumpets on every tzara that comes on the tzibur, because it says al hatzara tzara eschem, that you should, when you have this tzara, you should blow the chatzrotzos. And then the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, They have to do tshuva. This is midarchei atshuva, that they should cry out. And that's going to cause the removal of the tzara, tos and chulin, base and base, right? Even though it's osir. Lindor, we call makom, Yaakov Avinu noder, the noidrim be'is tzara. Yaakov Avinu be'is tzara was noticed. This is a special thing to be noder be'is tzara. Ritva writes in the Darim, Tesam and Aleph, Nezen Nagul Mixas Makom is Litain Stockets Shem Lamor Brashani or Kippur, Shunda have a Yom Hadin, Sifre Maim, Sifre Tuchum Tuchum Lechav Chashav Eis Tzara. So this is, you give Stockah, Roshani Yom Kippur, you give Shem Lamor right before, because there's a Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mechem Suchem Lefonov, and it's considered an Eis Tzara. So we can say, Adavar Chodesh, Shitas HaRambam is that since Yom Kippur is considered an Eis Tzara, Shakol Nidonim Lefonov, it's a Ketz Mechila V'Slicha L'Yisrael. So like the Ritva says, what do you do Be'is Tzara? Be'is Tzara, you gotta take extra measures. So it's not a Tzara Brura, maybe we're already Zoch B'din on Rosh Hashanah, but it's an Eis, but the Maisa, you don't know. You don't know, this could be the Din L'Ra. The Din L'Ra could be coming down right now. So what do you gotta do? Tshuva. Rambam writes, there in Chastanios, that Zaokosh, that's Midarchei Atshuba, Poelis Lohavir, Zeroa, Gzeril Hasir, Atzara Me'aleinu. So it removes the Tzara, that's what the Zaokah does. So this is an Esara, in the middle of the Rambam's telling you, do Tshuba, to remove the Tzara. And therefore, you don't need the whole normal Vidui, you don't need the classical Vidui, you just need the Sipur Dvarim that you sinned, and that's enough. Normally, when you're doing the classical vidui, you have to do all the nusach. But here, it's enough to just say that you sinned, you can acknowledge your sin, and that's part of your tshuva process, and that should be enough to be meisir the tzara. Okay, obviously, there's a lot of Torah. I'm saying just tilchot tshuva. I feel like I have to live like 80,000 lifetimes. One lifetime, I devote to tilchot tshuva. One lifetime, I devote to seches kedushin. One lifetime, I devote to the Nyanei Kachin. One lifetime, I didn't even think of a lifetime. Even a lifetime isn't enough. So, Hilchos Tshuva especially, I have a special chiba for, so we should be zocha. I've had many shiurim already, but we should be zocha to have many, many more shiurim. Lomo du lelame, lishma v'las, l'kaim is called the Rizam, to Raza b'havo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.